Radio.
I'm sure all of us here today are familiar with what Jesus calls the two greatest commandments of the law. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and you shall love your neighbour as yourself. But sometimes I think that these two commandments can seem so vague that we don't know really how to receive them or observe them. If you look at our first reading this afternoon from Leviticus, where these words first appear, there are plenty of specifics. We're told, don't steal or cheat. Don't take advantage of the poor. Don't disparage those with disabilities or make things difficult for them. Don't stand by idly when you could be helping someone in need. Instead of hanging on the resentment or seeking revenge, tell your neighbour what he's done wrong and then let him resolve it with you and with God. Well, I think Jesus is just as specific. We may sometimes wonder how we can love a Messiah who is invisible and who lives up in heaven. He can seem so distant to us, so different from the people that we encounter every day of our lives. Or is he really? If you want to see Jesus, look into the eyes of someone who is poor, someone who is hungry, or someone who is homeless or sick or imprisoned. Look into the eyes of a friend or a family member who is suffering in some way. But don't just look, listen. Listen carefully to what this person is saying, or sometimes what they're not saying. Stay long enough to find Jesus, so that you will end up treating him or her as you would treat our God. This can seem overwhelming, especially when we think about how limited our own resources are. How can I possibly show this person in distress love? Well, I think the key comes in God's word to the Israelites, I am the Lord. It is as if Jesus is telling us, here I am, look through the eyes of this man's homelessness, that woman's poverty, this child's woundedness. They are all these least brothers of mine. And when you look at them, you will see me. When you serve them, you serve me. And when you love them, you love me. Mother Teresa, or Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta, would often say that it was a privilege to care for the poorest of the poor, because she said they offered her so many opportunities to meet Jesus in her everyday life. We may all find this same privilege as we minister to those on the margins of our world, even those in our own families. Jesus, open our eyes so that we can see you and love you in our neighbours. Amen.
Radio.org.au